Welcome to the Lent Easter podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, we are blessed to have contributions from DCEs around the U.S. to share with you their thoughts on the Songs of Lament. Throughout this season, we ask you to consider the laments that are still heard today of the enslaved crying for freedom, of mothers for their children, and of the sinner at his fallen humanity. Even among these cries, our voices change to shouts of joy on Easter morning in Jerusalem as we look forward to the great day when the morning star returns. We pray that you are blessed by these devotions and that you can share them with others.
Hi, everybody. I am Christine Eckberg, and I am the Director of Ministry Development at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Norfolk, Nebraska. I have been here for 15 years, including my internship, played a bunch of different roles when it came to youth ministry, some women's ministry, and now have moved into ministry development, where I get the opportunity to work with a bunch of different staff, get to work a little bit more administration, and kind of pursue some of those different passions that I have. And I'm excited during this Lenten time as we get to focus on Jesus going to the cross. And I think it's always good for us to reflect on it, but when we get those 6 weeks where we get to really sit down, focus, and hopefully get to spend some time in certain scripture passages that really point us to that part in Christ's journey and ultimately the purpose of his journey, the purpose of going to the cross. And as we focus on that Lenten time during this devotional series, as we focus on lament, songs of lament. And again, we don't use that word often. We don't, not something I use daily in my life. I don't know about you guys. It's not something I'm pulling out with senior high kids all the time. But as we talk about lament, the definition of it is a passion expression of grief or sorrow. So kind of a negative thing when you really think about it. Or, you know, when someone is lamenting, they're mourning something. That's probably more the term, you know, I would use with senior high kids. Hey, you're mourning something. You're not lamenting it. But a part of our Christian journey in our life that I think we just don't talk about enough. We talk about the joys. We talk about the challenges even. But to talk about, well, have you mourned that? Have you lamented that? Have you had the grief and sorrow of it? And I think Psalms is a great book that you see a lot of that. You see the joy, you see the songs of praise that David does, but you also have the songs of lament. And a section that I want to focus on for today is Psalm 130. And in 130, specifically the first verse says, "Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice." When I first saw this verse, I just kept thinking, out of the depths I cry to you? Do I do that? Do I actually sit down and focus on crying out of the depths, out of that gut-wrenching depth of whatever it is, the pain I've been through, or the grief of losing someone, or the anger I might have? Do I really cry to God? Do I? That's a reflection that I am focusing on myself, but do I really go to God, or do I let it come out in different ways? Do I let it come out in how I exercise, or how I eat, or how I hang out with my friends? Or do I really out of the depths cry to God? Go to him, vocally talk to him about these different things. I love as you continue to read in Psalm 130. It's only 8 verses, so it's short, so I'm going to read a little bit of it here for you. "Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in this word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than the watchman waits for the morning, more than the watchman waits for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel for all their sins. So from a song of lament, from out of the depths, it ends with the Redeemer. He will redeem Israel for all their sins. There's hope in our cries. Our times of crying out, we have hope in Jesus Christ. We have hope in a Savior. We know that our God has come and that he has died on the cross and that he loves us and he rose again. So even in these songs of lament, I pray that you are focused on the hope. Papa God, thank you for the times of lament, for the times of sorrow and struggle that we go through. And God, thank you for the joys. God, thank you and help us to focus on in those joys and challenges and grief and sorrow and lamenting times, you and the hope we have in you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's Lent Easter podcast. We ask that you look for us on your favorite podcast platforms to regularly receive NADCE's podcasts during the Lent and Easter or Advent and Christmas seasons, as well as throughout the year. God's blessings on your week.